The consultants, they've now commenced phase three of the works, and there's going to be environmental surveys, and they've been ongoing since April 2025, and they'll go on until the end of 2026, because there's an awful lot of work to be done on it between now and then. But at least it's progress. It means that the project is going through, it's going through the different phases, and it's really, really positive for for this particular area that, you know, that hasn't seen like any kind of investment really over the decades. So it's very positive.
A lot of work, to be sure. Projects like these do take quite a considerable amount of time to get to the completion stage, don't they?
They do, and it was introduced by the department a couple of years ago, where the consultation does take a long time. But at the same time, it's such an important piece of infrastructure that it's really important that, you know, that everybody who, you know, is affected in every way, that they get an opportunity to have their say, to make submissions. If the, you know, the line is, or the greenway is going through or near, say, for example, farms, that there is an opportunity to go around them. So there's a lot of discussions and consultation that has been taking place, and it's great so far that so many people have come on board. And I know, you know, when it is there, I keep talking about the Waterford Greenway, the greenways in Westport to Achill. They are transformative for a region, particularly for a region that doesn't have, you know, much investment in relation to new companies setting up or, you know, new businesses. So it does give an opportunity for people who may think about, you know, if they have an old property, or, you know, even to apply for the derelict properties grant and do up their property, because this is definitely going to make a huge difference economically.